Welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers. This is a radio show that literally wants to help you with anything that you've got questions on, anything that's important to you, and you would simply like another viewpoint. So the first Thursday of every month, you can call in and I will give you answers according to your name, because I am Sharon Lynn Wyatt, the author and the creator, the author of Know the Name, Know the Person, and two other books, and the creator of Nameology Science. And the rest of the Thursdays of every month, I have experts on with a theme going for every month. This is the last one of the theme of this month, which is alternative ways of getting answers. And our guest tonight is Renee Musacchio. Did I say it right? Musacchio.
Musacchio.
I love this last name of yours, by the way.
So do I. Thank you.
It just says fun.
Excellent. And we definitely have fun.
Yes, we do. And so Renee works with people on their issues by clearing the blocks she sees in your body's energy and how it's affecting your physical body. And she does an energy clearing to remove the energetic blocks and obstacles that no longer serve you. So Renee's internationally known and respected energy therapist and author, who has not only healed her own life, but over the past 20 years has helped literally thousands heal and free themselves from limitations, unworthiness, fears, and in some cases, illnesses. Now, Renee's personal experiences on this road that so many of us struggled when we're walking it serve as her driving force in helping others to regain their voice, self-worth, and life empowerment. Now, she became a certified Reiki master, teacher, and a facilitator in over 7 different profound healing modalities, all of which help to awaken the true gifts within herself. And so we are just so pleased to have you join us today, Renee, and wait till people get to hear you. You know, guys, I never have somebody on the show that I haven't tried and tested ahead of time. So you're only going to get quality from my guests. So, Renee, welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers.
Thank you so much, Sharon. And it's so nice to be here. I'm honored.
Well, we have our phone lines all lining up. So if you're interested in calling in and getting a question answered by Renee, you can call 323-744-4831, 323-744-4831. So Lois from Kansas, oh my gosh, I was in Kansas just yesterday and that big tornado came through. Anyway, welcome Lois. You have a question for Renee?
Yeah, where was the tornado?
Oh my gosh, in the upper right-hand corner. I was coming out of Independence, Canada.
Really?
And
I hadn't even heard about it.
Oh my gosh, it's all over the news. But I was in that one in Kansas, and then I left to start coming home, and literally 10 miles outside of Joplin, the radio comes on and says, take cover now. There's another one coming through Joplin. And I thought, oh, crap, I just left one and now I'm into another one. Anyway,
I'm glad you're safe.
So, Lois, what's your question for Renee?
Well, I have a weeping leg. I also have a sore on it. And I just cannot get the weeping stopped. And the doctors don't seem to know what's going on. So I'm thinking maybe there's some blockage in my body.
Yeah.
Renee, Lois, it's all yours.
Yep. Excellent. Thank you. Lois, thank you so much for calling in. And absolutely, when I'm looking at your energy, and what I do is I go from head to toe, when I start up at your head, I'm actually seeing a belief system, number one, that is tied in to that leg, saying, I can't get this healed. There's an emotional tie to it when I go down in, which is very old. I don't know how long you've had this or if your leg has always been an issue. Do you remember having an issue like around 10, when you were the age of 10, with that particular leg?
No, not in that certain spot. I'm 86 years old, and this is the first thing that I can even remember that I've had that's been bothering me.
Okay. A lot of people have an emotional block. When we have stored something in our system and it eventually comes out, if you've had any traumas, you know, I mean, in the trauma meaning somebody can just judge you when you were young or even as we're older, and that goes in as an emotional trauma. So I'm seeing a few traumas within your emotional traumas in your body. Your system is showing me the 10-year-old and being very specific about that one. And what happens is if we never get rid of it, they always show up as something physical in our body, whether it's a cold, whether it's, you know, something like this, like your weeping leg, things like that. So what I'd like to do is I'm going to bring you through a quick little exercise here to start to get that emotional trauma gone. And Sharon, if you're okay with this, what I'd like to do at the end of the call, you know, maybe take around 4 or 5 minutes and bring all of your callers through a quick clearing so that everybody can get, you know, some of those emotional traumas gone, if that's okay. But for right now, Lois, let me...
The answer to that is yes. I'll plan on it.
Excellent, excellent. Okay, Lois, what I'd like to do is just have you take a deep breath in and exhale out, and I'm just going to surround and fill you with the white light of safety and protection, and we're going to call upon and bring forward all of the energetic blocks and all of the energy that I'm seeing and anything and everything else that may not be related to not only the leg, but any and all traumas within your entire body. You're going to ask that this beautiful white light of God's true presence come over and through your entire system, dissolving and disintegrating each and every component as we send your 10-year-old out to have all the conversations that need to be had to resolve any and all of these issues. And now infuse them into your physical form, raising your vibrational rate up from underneath your feet up through your entire body, releasing and letting go and giving all of that trauma and each and every other component to not only the purest of love and the purest of light, but to all of those that need to take it. Because you have a couple of different past life issues in there as well. That's why we're saying all of those that need to take it. All right, now Lois, take another deep breath in and exhale out. Excellent, excellent. I don't know if you can feel that. I'm seeing a ton of energy leaving the heart. It was almost like you had a heavy heart in there. And as that's leaving, there's pulling from your leg. So if you start to feel in the next 15, 20 minutes like this pulling or tugging, I want your thought to be release and let go. Because what the pulling and tugging is, it's your system trying to fight it. Like, no, I've had this for so long. You know, I mean, think about it. You've had your, since your 10-year-old was sitting in there with some of this stuff. And what did you say? You're 86? So it's been in there for some time. Can you feel anything, Lois?
Now, when you said that I should say release and let go, was that from the heart or from the sore?
You're just saying release and let go. You're giving your body the direction to release and let go of anything that it wants to fight because you've had it for that long and your system says, we've had it for this long. Lois, really? Do you want to let it go? You know, why would you want to let this go? We've had it for all this time. But you know you need to let it go because it's manifesting itself in a physical ailment.
Right. Yeah, I feel a little lighter.
Good.
I think you're 86 years young, by the way, not 86 years old.
Well, yes, I am. Everybody says, you're not that old.
Exactly. I was going to say, I'm looking at your name. You're not that old. Anyway, go ahead, Renee. I didn't mean to interject there.
How old am I?
What, from your name?
Yeah.
Your name wants to put you between 48 and 54.
Ooh, very nice.
Yeah, so I think that's the energy you're carrying. I don't know, Renee. You can tell me I'm all washed up or whatever, right?
No, you're absolutely right. She's got a very young energy to her.
Yeah,
that
I love those
great.
Things.
I'm excited.
So, Lois, you may be feeling lighter over the next couple of days because this, from what your system is showing, you're going to be clearing this for the next 2 to 3 days. So tugging, any pulling, anything like that, any little heaviness, anything strange you're feeling, just think release and let go. You're giving your body the direction. We don't need this anymore. We're letting it go.
Okay. Praise the Lord.
Hey, Lois, wonderful. Thank you so much for calling in. And you may want to stay tuned to that last couple of minutes or 5 minutes or so when Renee helps all of us release, right?
Yes.
Oh, I will. And are you on an hour now?
Yeah, I'm on for an hour.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I want to know because I want to put you on speakerphone so I can hear you better.
Sounds great to us. Okay, Lois.
Okay, I'm so glad I got in. Thank you so much. This is wonderful.
Thank you, Lois.
Okay, Vita from Toronto. Vita, you are next. What's your question for Renee?
My question is that I've had this chronic cough for a couple of years now, and it's starting to get a bit better, but it's still hanging in there. And I don't know what to do.
Vita, what I'm seeing is an energetic block within the lungs. Okay, and also something within the area right above your heart, in between like the heart and the throat. Okay, there's a heaviness there. I don't know if you are feeling that on the human element aspect, but I believe that the lung aspect is coming in from a past life. Okay, and what's happening is it's finally manifesting itself here in this particular lifetime because of something transpired about 7-8 months ago. They're saying it really, really started about a year ago. And it's just starting to manifest itself into saying basically to you, hey, Vita, this is in us. We need to get it out. Just picture your systems talking to you, your body talking to you, saying, hey, we need to get this out of here. And it's going to bring it to the forefront. Okay, so now what we want to do is we just want to, clear that. And, again, I'm just going to bring you through a quick little clearing and because you're going to benefit the most from the end meditation that we do. And in addition to that, for all of Sharon's listeners, I have recorded a meditation that, we'll give it at the end, how to get that meditation. So that too will benefit you. But for right now, the thing I want you to do is just take a deep breath in, close your eyes, and exhale out. And again, we're surrounding and filling everybody with the white light of safety and protection. And we're just going to allow and ask all of the healers to move forward, and we're going to place God's hands of light in front of you and behind you, letting him begin to absorb each and every component. And I want you to just think, release and let go. Let him begin to just pull all of that out. And we're going to raise your vibration from underneath your feet, moving up your entire system, and allowing your own healing hands of light to come forward and release all of that as well. We're going to put your healing hands around and through your entire body and let them just begin to absorb and give to God, the universe, the galactic healers, universal healers, and all of those in the purest of love and the purest of light, as we thank and we honor each and every aspect of your bodies and all of those that are here to assist. Right, and now, Vita, just say a favor and say, it's okay for me to release this.
It's okay for me to release this.
I no longer need this.
I no longer need this.
And I no longer desire it.
I no longer desire it.
Thank you. It is done.
Thank you. It is done.
And then take another deep breath in and exhale out. Okay, now I want you to make sure, I don't know if you're a water drinker, but I want you to make sure that you're bumping up on your water because you are going to be releasing, even though this is an energetic cleanse, you are going to be releasing a lot of toxicity from your system. I'm watching all of that energy start to just drain out of you. So you may find it's going to be going through your digestive system as well. So if your stomach gets a little upset over the next day or two, well, your system's saying it's going to really take 5 to 6 days to clear this completely. So,
okay.
But make sure you're drinking more water. Can you feel a little bit of a difference now? Just in your body, how it feels?
Not really. I feel the same, actually.
Okay. And that's okay, just because this is so deep that, sometimes we don't feel it on the physical form immediately, but as the hours going by, you most certainly should feel that. And like I said, please make sure you jump up on water. If you find you're feeling nauseous, that's telling you you're not drinking enough water, you need help getting this toxicity out of your system.
Okay, would Indian bark cherry wood, whatever that thing is called, would that help her too?
I'm sorry, what was that?
No.
There's a syrup that's called something like Indian dark cherry bark wood, something like that. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do.
I do know about that, and I've taken that as a tea form, and I had a very bad allergic reaction. I looked like I had the measles. It was horrible.
Oh, Lord. I was going to say, your system was not bringing that forward. It's really saying do more of what I'd like to see you really do is take your hands or just at night, if you don't want to take your hands in, just like, put them over your chest and pour, because you have really incredible healing hands to you. I don't know if you realize that, if you know, if you recognize a lot of people coming
yeah,
to
I
you
was,
or being, you do?
I was told that,
yeah.
that I have, actually, as I was having an extra dental cleaning yesterday, I did assist a little girl with my healing hands, having her tooth pulled out so she wasn't so terrified, and I had my hands on her and on her forehead and everything, and just managed for her to have that done. So,
how cool is that, Vita? And the fact that you would know right away what your body was calling forth for you to do.
Yeah. So, Vita, what I'd like you to do is put your hands on your chest, like at night, you know, when you're sleeping or whatever, just put your hands on your chest and have that thought be that you're just healing all of that, because you're, all that energy is going to go in. So you might feel tingling in your hands. But I would love to see you do that, because I really believe your system is trying to get you more active in the healing of your hand, like awareness of your healing, of what you're really doing. Does that make sense?
Thank you, Vita, for calling in. Let me tell you how to get a hold of Renee. You can go to her website, which is Renee. It's RENAEUSA.com. You can get a hold of her that way. And for all of you guys that want that free gift, that meditation that she's offering all of our listeners, I don't want to just save it for the end. I want to give it to you a couple of times. And that is Renee USA. And again, Renee is spelled RENAEUSA.com. And then / an SLW gift. And that's because that's for Sharon Lynn Wyeth, of course, SLWgift.html. And I will also have that in the show notes that you can find on knowthename.com on Thursday underneath the schedule, just so that if you don't have anything to write it down on, you can always look it up later. Okay, we have Melissa from Colorado. Melissa, do you have a question for Renee?
Hi, I was just calling in because I have some depression and anxiety.
Have you had this long, Melissa? Because it feels like it's, you've dealt with this your entire life.
Yes, I have.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember this as a child? Because this is coming in. You've had three, I don't know, you know, if you believe in past lives or not, but you've had three different past lives where you've just had, you know, tremendous trauma in each of those lives, you know, losing your family, you know, at a young age, you know, losing your loved one. And the other one was just being sad in general, because you were continually changed from person to person to person, almost like you would say in this lifetime of foster care, and nobody really cared for you. So they're really coming in from three past lives, you know, from what your system is showing me. And typically what we should always know is, when somebody comes in, when a child comes in and they're experiencing these kind of things, it's always from a past life. You're bringing it in from a past life because it has not cleared. So we have to clear the past life in order to get your system to even begin to shift into seeing positives and begin to become aware of you can have, you know, a happy, joyous life, and you don't have to be struggling with all of this. What I would like you to do is, let me see, I'd actually really like you to just contact me, because the past lives, we're going to hit some of the past lives at the end of the call. Can you stay on to the end?
Sure. How long is the program?
An hour. So you've got another 40 yeah. minutes, another 35 minutes till we start that.
Oh, that should be fine.
Okay. Because we are going to hit past lives on that. And what I want you to do in the meantime is just start to tell yourself, and this is just you thinking it, okay, it's okay for us. You're going to talk to all of your bodies, okay? It's okay, just be thinking, it's okay for us to let this go. It no longer serves us, okay? This is too heavy of a burden for your system to carry. So however it is you want to tell it, like use your words, where you're really, like just picture yourself talking to, you know, a two-year-old child. How would you talk to that child? Because these systems are in there having a tantrum. This is where we want to be. We want to stay. We've been with you for so long. Think about this. Melissa, it's been centuries that you've had this with you. So in the meantime, until we get to that point of that meditation, if you could just start talking to your system and say, it's okay for us to let this go. It's too big of a burden for me to carry. And whatever it is you're feeling with it, you know, telling it, this is not how I want to feel. And if you can, go into what it is you want to feel. I want to be joyous. I want to be happy. I want to be, you know, X, Y, Z. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, and I am running energy through you right now. So, you know what I mean? I'm hitting the block right at your heart. So I want you to just have your thought be you're just releasing and letting everything go so that we can raise your vibrational rate to get you to that point so that at the end you can really have a big release. And again, also everybody, I mean this for everybody that we're going to be talking to and everybody that we're not, everybody's going to do the meditation, please jump up on your water after that because this is an energetic cleansing, but you are releasing toxicity through the physical body. Okay, so, you know, make sure you're drinking more water for the next, you know, 4 to 5 days. You're probably going to cleanse this. Well, your system's saying about 7-8 days that you'll need to cleanse, but you're going to have a big, big clearing tonight when you go to sleep from everything we're going to be doing today, okay?
Yeah, and Melissa, if you want to get a hold of Renee after the show, you can do that through her website, which is reneeusa.com. Remember, Renee is spelled R-E-N-A-E, so reneeusa.com.
Yep, thank you.
Okay?
Thank you so
okay.
much.
Thank you,
thanks
Melissa.
Thank you for calling in, Melissa, and I sure hope that that lifts for you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and it's it, in our world today, I was always surprised in the classroom how many kids, you know, felt that way. So thank you so much for bringing that to our attention.
Absolutely.
We've got one email for you, Renee, that okay. emailed right before the show. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you need Peter's last name, too, but
no.
he wanted to know how to clear a block in order to let in great abundance.
That's all you really need to do for any blocks. You know, everybody always thinks it's so difficult, and you know, we're actually trained that way. That's all you really have to do. If you're aware that you have a block, if you just sit down, take a few deep breaths because the deep breaths are going to center you, and close your eyes, because when you have your eyes open, you're taking in everything from the room. So close your eyes and just start to bring, you know, I say God's light. You know, some people don't believe in God, so then I just say bring the white light. Bring white light down in through the top of your head and just run it right down your body. You don't have to feel it. You don't have to, you know, see it, anything like that. You just think it. I'm bringing white light down through my whole body, absorbing all aspects and all blocks that need to go. And it's all also, you know, it's always washing out. So just bring that right down through deep into Mother and Father Earth, because you're going to go right through your whole body. And just sit in that energy and just tell yourself, I'm now in my abundance or whatever it is. Okay, I release everything that is not of this vibration. Because it's all it is. It's a vibration. If you don't have something in your life, you're not vibrating with it. So we just need to bring our vibration to that level. And we always think, oh, but I know I have this block. I know this is a struggle. This is a pattern. I have to do this. I have to do this. No, you really don't. It's really very easy. And I know this from experience. So if you're sitting there and doing that, and also, Peter, just have your thought be whenever you're thinking of that abundance, like feel how great that feels. What's the emotional feel you get to that? You know, put yourself into that particular moment. I have it. Not I'm getting it, I have it, I have this abundance. That too will begin to just dissolve any blocks and barriers if you don't want to run the white light through. I mean, there's so many different ways to do it that are so easy. And just sit in that energy and incorporate that energetic feel, that emotional feel of having this great abundance. Incorporate that into every moment of your life. When you wake up in the morning, when you go to bed, when you're driving the car, when you're sitting at work, stop and feel that so you're not allowing yourself to bring in any more blocks. Because I've seen that a million times where people release the blocks and then they think, it's not gone. I have to keep doing it because it can't be that easy. But it really is.
You know, I was taught to thank the universe as if something has already occurred. Mm-hmm. And then that would make them hurry up and get it for you because they're going, oh, my gosh, we're already getting thanked for this. We better get busy.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Because your body is responding as well. Appreciation. When I see the energy of appreciation, when somebody says thank you, oh, Lord, Sharon, you should see the beautiful energy. It magnifies everything before it. So, you know, when somebody's sarcastic and they're like, oh, yeah, thanks so much for that. And I'm always like, oh, Lord, no, you don't understand. It's magnifying all that crap before it. So you got to be really careful on that. But, yes, your appreciation is just amazing what it brings to you.
Well, the Monroe Institute has a saying that says, what is it, makes an attitude of gratitude makes the space for grace.
Yes, I love that. Absolutely.
And that became my mantra after I attended the Monroe Institute. And, you know, it corrected my meditation, or I don't know if you ever do meditation incorrectly, but it made it better. It taught me more tools. So, but their big thing was an attitude of gratitude makes the space for grace. And I was reading an article just the other day that said that the attitude is what it was, an article in from a religious blog. And it said the attitude is what actually does the creating, not the making and the doing and the thinking. It was literally the attitude. And I thought, interesting perspective. Anyway, we got more callers on the line for you. Thank you very much. Amy and Dottie, we're getting to you. And in fact, Amy, it is your turn. Amy from California.
Woo-hoo, thank you.
Yep. Before you start, Amy, let me say the phone number one more time. Our phone number here is 323-744-4831. Again, 323-744-4831. Okay, Amy, your question.
Hey, this is a great question. My question may overlap. I can show more.
Are you on a speakerphone, Amy?
Yeah.
You've got to get off the speakerphone. It's making it really hard to understand you. You're not coming through clearly at all.
Can you understand me now?
Yeah, much better. But if you have a radio or something in the background, it's kind of got to go off too because we're going to get the feedback. And it was so funny, Amy, when I saw the lineup today, I went, where's Amy? Anyway, I'll get out of the way. Go ahead. What's your question for Renee?
Okay, I've just been feeling depressed, and that's not my usual style. And I also, I fell on my face literally off my bicycle 10 years ago, May 25th, Memorial Day weekend. I remember that. And I don't know, my brain, I just cannot get my zing back in life, which isn't me, but I just have noticed it a lot lately. So I don't know if that makes sense to you.
It makes perfect sense to me, especially because when you said the date, your system is grieving that. Not only when I'm looking at your bodies, you know, internal bodies, they are so ashamed and they feel so bad that happened, but the shame is coming through very strong. And again, you said it happened Memorial Day weekend. What are we coming upon right now? Your system will grieve that every year. So if you look back, I'm going to bet my life that every year around this time, you start to feel this, you know, a little depressed or just off, because all of those systems are reliving that. You know, it keeps coming back. We're in this the circular loop. So as your system comes back to that particular time of year, what it starts to do is it starts to bring that memory back and all of the embarrassment and the shame and everything else that comes with it. The meditation we do at the end is certainly going to help, but for right now, I want you to just take a deep breath in and exhale out, and we're going to bring forth this universal and galactic light, and we're going to ask it to begin to absorb from every body and every existence all of this shame, all of this worry, all of this concern, each and every other component through your entire system. We're bringing it from the top of your head. It's moving down. And not only absorbing each and every component, but we're going to call upon all of the galactic healers and ask that they begin to surround and fill you as they begin to disengage and disconnect everyone and everything that you are connected to. And this is just, you've taken on all these different energies because when your system is feeling down, what it does is it starts to connect into that like energy. So you've got all this other energy that is not serving you at all, just other people's energy, things that you've just picked up. So we're clearing that off. That's what they're doing. So we're just going to disconnect all of that. We're going to unground you from every place that you are and reconnect you where you need to be. And if that's okay, because your system just went, wait, what do you mean you're ungrounding me? So if that's okay, I want you to just say your think yes.
Yes.
Okay, and I'm just going to bring these hands of light underneath you. I'm just going to raise your vibrational rate up. So I just want you to just think, release, and let go. And just tell your body it's okay to let go of all of that grief and everything else associated with it. And now just take a deep breath in and exhale out. Good.
Could you feel that when you were blowing it out? Could you feel that starting to leave?
Yeah, I could, yes.
Mm-hmm. And what I'd recommend for you is doing this breath of taking a deep breath in. And when you're breathing in just this beautiful white light. And then you're going to hold it. Okay, hold it, count of four or whatever it is, okay? And when you're holding it, that white light is just going in and gathering up everything from your body, everything that you don't need. Okay, so it's good. Because what was very interesting to me was shame came up, and then all of a sudden that started to clear, and all of a sudden this tremendous grief came up. So we've got to get all of that grief out of your system because we don't need it creating anything else. So you're going to take four or five of those breaths, and if you want, you can, as you're inhaling, you inhale to the count of five, hold it to the count of four, and exhale out to the count of five. When you're exhaling, you're blowing it out of your mouth, okay? Always blow it out. And what I see happen at that point, there's always this gray or this really dark, what looks like matter just blowing out. And that's all of the stuff that this white light has gathered up within you. When you're holding that, it's just moving through you and just acting like this big sponge, grabbing it all up, and then you're blowing it all out. So I want you to, if you can, like do seven or eight of those. And again, hang around to the end for that meditation as well, because you'll feel some other things letting go. How do you feel now? Can you feel a little difference?
You know, I do. Mm-hmm. I really do. I appreciate this very much. Thank you.
Oh, I appreciate you calling in. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, Amy. And keep us updated on how the house in Oklahoma is doing.
Thank you.
Okay. Hey, Dottie, hang on. We're going to have a quick intermission. You know that I don't put very much time into my intermissions because I want to get right back to people. But, Dottie, you're the first one right after the intermission. Stay tuned, everyone. This is Sharon Lynn Wyeth for Know the Name, Know the Answers, and we will be right back.
How would you like to be able to read other people's minds? Well, the next best thing is here. When you know how to read a person's name, you know how the person thinks, feels, and behaves. Each letter in our name holds a key to unlock our true essence. Our name contains both our gifts and challenges in this lifetime. Nemology science discovers personality secrets hidden in the placement of the letters of our names, including the first and last impression people remember about us. Sharon shows us how to interpret the arrangement of letters as outlined in her book, Know the Name, Know the Person. Sharon Lynn Wyeth created Nemology Science after 18 years of research and testing her theories and has supported thousands of people around the world in understanding themselves and others better. You'll enjoy Sharon's unique teachings as she shares her system to learn the gifts behind your given birth name. Even if you don't like your birth name, there are jewels in this book. If you're thinking of changing your name, ready to name your child, or wanting to get along better with others, this is the book for you. If you'd like to improve your relationships and change your life for the better, get the book today, Know the Name, Know the Person, or visit www.knowthename.com. That's www.knowthename.com.
And we are back. You are listening to Know the Name, Know the Answers with host Sharon Lynn Wyeth. As that ad just said, I've created Nemology Science, the study of the placement of the letters in a name, and all the things it can tell you, including the seven reasons what you came to learn for when you came to the earth plane. And only you can say how well you're doing on them, but hopefully you're going to be going, check, check, check. Oh, still working on that one. You know, that's how that goes. Our guest tonight is Renee. And Renee, you can say your name so much better than I can. That last name that's so much fun to hear.
Masaccio.
Thank you. And we can get a hold of Renee at ReneeUSA.com. It's ReneeUSA.com. And then she has a gift for us at /SLW, gift.html. And again, those are going to be in the show notes that you can always reach at knowthename.com and under schedule. And all you have to do is go to tonight's date and look up the radio show. Just click on it and all the show notes are there with this information so that if you're writing someplace or you're just listening and don't have a chance to write it down, it's not lost. You can come find it again as with all the Thursdays on the show notes. So, Renee, we have Dottie on the line. Dottie, it's your turn. Thank you so much for your patience.
Well, you're sure welcome.
What's your question for Renee?
Hi, Renee.
What's your question?
Well, a friend just called me and gave me this number and said to call him and see what they could, what you could do for my cough. So I dialed this number. And I'm here to see what you can do for my cough. That's all I know.
I love it, Daddy. You are so trusting. Okay, Renee, her cough.
I know. You are very trusting. Okay, first, when I'm looking at your energy field, I'm really seeing it like stuck. You've got a block in your throat chakra. Now, I will say I'm also getting that. Have you been to the doctor for this? Because I feel like you need to get to the doctor for this before it turns into something really bad.
Oh, I've had it for 70 years. I've been to lots of doctors.
Even more recently?
Oh, not recently, no. I don't
okay.
go to doctors.
All right. You have this, when I'm looking at this block in your throat, now, typically when I see that, it's somebody that does not express themselves well, or they're really holding themselves back. Holding, like, oh, I can't
My
say that. I'm going
to
hurt someone's feeling.
Mm-hmm. My friends wouldn't agree with that at all.
That's good then. But when when I'm looking at that block, and maybe it's something else, let me just, I'm going to go into some past lives for you because your system's okay. not really bringing forward.
So,
many...
Renee, to give you some time, mm-hmm. I'll tell everybody how they can call on and get a hold of us, and that gives you time
okay.
to look a little deeper.
All right, excellent.
Okay.
Thank you.
You can call us at 323-744-4831. Again, 323-744-4831 or on 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. And of course, you can get us at Skype at BBS Radio PR. Okay. Any of those ways is a way of calling in if you have a question for Renee. And we would love to hear from you. Okay, Renee.
Okay, Dottie, thank you so much, Sharon.
You're welcome.
Dottie, what I'm seeing is you have got two very distinct past lives that are coming forward where one of them you were speaking this beautiful truth to everybody and nobody wanted to hear it, okay, because you were making waves. Okay, so what happened was they cut out your tongue, and then they seen like this hole in your, and I'm sorry to be very explicit, but that's what they're showing me, this hole in your throat, okay? The next one, you actually got stabbed in the throat. This huge, long sword comes in, and it came out of, you know, the middle of your throat there. Those are actually attributing to the cough. Now, when they're showing that, they're actually showing, like the one when you died with the sword, they're actually showing that all going down in through the lungs and everything. So I don't know if you've ever felt any of that, my gurgling, different stuff. It really looks like different times of the year you would feel that, not always. So what we need to do is we need to get those two past lives into harmony with themselves, because those two lives aren't even talking to each other. And when I look at your bodies, we always, when I'm looking at somebody, I want to see, because I always see all these different bodies in front, you know, with everybody, all these different versions of us. A lot of your systems are not lined up with you, not lined up with your physical form. So what I want to do is I just want to like turn them. I want to turn them all so that they are facing you, because then at the end when we do them, can you stay on to the end of the call, Dottie, or the end of the show?
Well, I don't know I don't know what I'm doing.
Oh, it's right, because you just called. You just blindly came in.
Okay.
Right?
In about 10 minutes, we're going to start a meditation, and that's what she's asking, if you can stay on and do that with her.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, great. What I want to do right now, though, is I want to get your bodies lined up, because they're not even lined up, and that is a lot of the disharmony within your throat that we're seeing. Because, like, picture yourself standing there, and another piece of you looking to your left, and another piece looking to your left and to your right. The throats aren't lined up. We need to line up the throat. Okay, so I want you to you were trusting to call in here, so let's be trusting a little more, and just have your thought be release and let go, okay? And I want you to just close your eyes, okay? And I'm going to surround and fill you with the light of safety and protection. I'm going to call upon and bring forward all of your healers together with all of your bodies, and we're going to ask that they begin to focus and center
on the physical form of Dottie and all of that internal light, and as all of that light begin to spin and just begin to realign and restructure with all that you are, so that all of those bodies are lined up with your forehead, your eyes, your nose, your mouth, your chin, your shoulders, your arms, your hands. And as we move through each and every aspect of that throat, we're going to cleanse and to clear all that needs to be, asking that God's hands of light come around and through every component, healing all that needs to be, releasing all of the trauma in each and every other body in existence, and continue to line up with the hips, every aspect of the knees, the ankles, the feet. And now disconnecting and disengaging all of the old versions of you that no longer need to be, letting them go into their own light as you focus and center on yours. And we're going to ask that all of the bodies begin to focus and center on releasing all that I'm seeing and anything and everything else I may not be, through not only the throat, but through each and every aspect of the lungs and your entire physical form, together with each and every aspect of your energetic bodies. Thank you. It is done. It is done. It is done. Okay, Dottie, take another deep breath in and exhale out. Now, for you, I want, again, you're going to be very similar to the earlier call. I want you to make sure that you're, do you drink a lot of water? Because I don't feel like you really do.
I drink 2 to 3 quarts a day.
Wow, that's really good. You need to, and that's really good. However, you need more, especially because your throat wasn't lined up. So a lot of the, what they're saying is a lot of the energetic block is associated with your fluid intake. And as strange as this is going to sound, as you're drinking your fluids, and I know this is going to sound very weird, but the physical body is fine, but the energetic body, it's like it's pouring out of your throat. Okay, so that's probably why they're saying she's not really drinking enough. But now that your bodies are lined up, because a lot of this cough is going to now go out as you're cleansing. So if you can, I know you drink 2 or 3 quarts, if you can just bump up a little more and probably just like one more glass more, that will be great. But your systems now are going to start to release. And I'm going to tell this for everybody. Every time bringing everybody through any of this, everybody's getting something. And when we go through the end, not only are you going to have to bump up on the water, but you're also going to have to allow yourself to just release if you're feeling anything. So for the next few days, Dottie, especially tonight, okay, tonight I want you to just think release and let go. But everybody's probably going to have crazy, weird dreams. That's just your system clearing and healing all of this past. And Dottie, if you can, I know that you just called in blindly, but and I don't know if you use the computer or not, but if you can, check back with me, like, you know, get a hold of me and let me know how you're doing, because there might be something else sitting in there that I want to make sure we clear for you.
Okay.
So I have a question on Dottie's behalf.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My understanding, and please correct me,
mm-hmm.
okay, you know, for what you're seeing, my understanding is that every once in a while, a body will not be absorbing the water because the molecules are too large. And so then they do coconut water or something that has smaller molecules for about 2 to 3 weeks. And mm-hmm. then they're able to go back and the body's able to absorb the larger molecules of water. Would any of that pertain to Dottie?
Coconut water, her system, when you said coconut water, her body just jumped up. So coconut water would be awesome.
I drink Vortex water and Shungite water.
Well,
have you ever tried the coconut water? Because I'm, Dottie, your system really was on board for that.
I just drank one carton, but it's out of my budget.
Okay.
Okay, well, I'm just going to let you know that as much as I do not shop at Walmart, that's the cheapest place to get coconut water. And then we'll have sales.
Well, so I don't have any way to go anywhere. I'm housebound.
Mm.
So everybody that's listening that's a friend of Dottie's, when you go to visit, would you bring her coconut water, please, as a gift?
I love that.
Make sure it's organic, because I do not use anything that's not organic.
Yeah, well, I think that's what they're selling there at mm-hmm. Walmart. Anyway, Dottie, thank you for calling in. Hold on.
Yeah,
we're going to do a very quickie with Carolyn, and then we're going to start that meditation.
What am I supposed to do on the computer?
Get a hold of Renee. You can get a hold of her at reneeusa.com. It's R-E-N-A-E and then USA.com. And that way you can communicate with Renee and let her know how you're doing so that she can check in again with you. Okay, Dottie?
R-E-N-A-E.
Yeah.
USA. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's reneeusa.com. Okay. And she has a freebie, a Journey of Worthiness and Empowerment course that if you're interested, you can get a hold of her also at reneeusa.com. Again, she spells Renee, R-E-N-A-E-USA.com. Okay, we're going to have to go, Carolyn, really, really quickly so we'll have time for this meditation. You got like quickie answer for her and then we'll all go into the meditation.
Okay.
Carolyn from New York, you're on. What's your question for Renee?
Okay. Yeah. Okay, well, I'm very anxious and depressed at this time. I'm going back to work on Tuesday after 7 months out sick, and I don't like the environment at work. So what do you see for me?
We have to disconnect and disengage you from all of that fear and all the energy that's into the office. Which actually is going to the best thing that's going to serve you is sitting here going through that meditation. So
fabulous.
This is a perfect call here. Yeah, so you're going to do wonders with that.
Fabulous. Okay. Good timing. We're starting that meditation. Mm-hmm. I do want to insert that just as we are so pleased that Renee is with us this week, next week we have Lisa LaJoy and her expertise, just like Renee's is on healing and clearing blocks. Lisa's expertise is on predictions and what's coming up for you next. So you want to make sure you're listening to the next show. Okay, so right now we've got Renee. Again, you can get a hold of Renee at reneeusa.com, and she spells Renee, R-E-N-A-E-USA.com. And Renee, we've got your 5 minutes for you.
Perfect. Thank you. Okay, I want everybody to just close your eyes. We've already wrapped everybody with the white light of safety and protection. So we're going to bring down this beautiful limitlessness. Every body and every existence beginning to focus and center on their internal light, disconnecting and disengaging all the cords, hooks, and otherwise, all that I'm seeing, anything and everything else I may not be, everything that's disengaging, being released into the universe with pure, perfect love and light. As we begin to fill everybody's body with not only limitlessness, but with light, as we raise the vibrational rate on grounding each and every body in existence from all that no longer serves them, focusing and centering on cleansing and clearing every place you have been, every place you are, every place you will be, and every place you would have been, all that you own, all that you have, beginning to infuse each body and each existence with limitlessness, with light, with truth, with peace, with balance, with calm. Let every body and every existence that no longer serves you, all that I'm seeing and feeling and anything and everything else that I may not be, let it begin to be disengaged. As you bring forward everybody's healing hands of light, and we activate each and every component of the liquid light, this beautiful liquid body of light of limitlessness running over and through each body and each existence. All of you beginning to focus and center all of your energies back into peace and calm, restructuring each body and each existence with limitlessness, with love, with acceptance, with honor. Let this beautiful limitless light begin to re-engage your truth as we release and let go of all blocks and barriers, anything and everything revolving around anxiety, worry, concern, or each and every other component, all the blocks and barriers that prevent you from knowing and being who and what you truthfully are. Each and every component of all that I'm seeing within the throat, letting it begin to release. Let it easily and effortlessly be cleansed and cleared as your internal healing hands of light move forward and begin to not only run over and through you, taking all that needs to be, but beginning to pull your internal light up, letting this beautiful limitless light re-engage and reconnect every body and every existence back into light, back into truth, back into acceptance. Your true acceptance of your truth, of your limitlessness, of your true voice, of all that truthfully is, let it come forward. Let it easily and effortlessly realign and restructure each body and each existence back into pure limitlessness, pure acceptance, pure honor. Let every system and every body remember and know who and what you truthfully are. As this beautiful limitless light continues to grow, let it focus and center every component of you and just absorbing, releasing, and letting go of all of the old structures, every past life and existence that need resolution,
being resolved now as your systems move out in this beautiful protection and the safety, having all the conversations that need to be had with everyone and everything to resolve each and every component through all bodies and all existences. Everyone beginning to rejoice in their light as each and every aspect is filtered in to not only the physical body, but through all energetic bodies and existences. Let this beautiful, limitless light grow. Let it expand. Let it focus and center as you just continue to release and let go, releasing not only each and every component of the worries and concerns, but all that no longer serves you as your systems know exactly what this is. Each and every component of all of those with the illness that I'm seeing and beyond, letting it now be diffused, let it be disengaged. Let your systems begin to reconnect, reconnecting into your internal light, your truth, your acceptance, your honor. Let every body and every existence feel and be this. Let your systems rejoice in light and in truth, in peace, balance, and calm, accepting and honoring all that you truthfully are with limitlessness, with love. Let every body just focus and center as you begin to take a deep breath in, inhaling the purest of love and the purest of light, and exhaling out all that needs to go, and allowing your bodies to continue to grow and expand, and all of your healers to continue to allow you to heal on all levels, all lifetimes, all existences. As we thank and we honor your bodies and the healers, we allow your systems to return into your light, feeling yourself exactly where you are, free, complete, whole, healed, balanced, and harmonized on all levels, all lifetimes, all existences. Thank you. It's done, it is done, it is done. And when you're ready, you can just open your eyes, feeling wide awake, whole, and complete.
Thank you so much, Renee. I felt that going through my system.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, okay,
awesome
it's working.
What I saw leaving. Yeah, perfect.
I thought, oh, isn't that interesting? Then I thought, oh, I'm going to get lightheaded. I can feel it all just going. And anyway, yeah, that was beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Again, if you want to get a hold of Renee, it's RenaeUSA.com. You can get a hold of her that way. She has a free gift for you at RenaeUSA.com/SLW, standing for Sharon Lynn Wyeth, gift, period, HTML. She also has a freebie of a Journey of Worthiness and Empowerment course. If you're interested in that, just let her know. And
let me just interrupt you real fast. That's not a freebie course. That's just a course that I have. I'm going to have some free meditations coming up, free meditation classes coming up on my website soon.
Okay, so I've got that labeled wrong. I will correct that so that it's right on the course notes down here on the show notes.
Thank you.
Again, any show notes, anytime you want to get a hold of somebody that's been a guest on my show, all you have to do is go to knowthename.com/schedule, click on the Thursday radio show, and when you click on it, it will literally give you the show notes and contact information. So that is a wonderful way, if you don't have pen and paper now, that you can get a hold of our guests later. Now, next week, we have Julie LaJoy. She is good this whole month. We've been doing people with these alternative gifts. And Julie's next is predictions and being able to see your future and what's coming next for you. So it's a different aspect from our other guests that we've had this month. And Renee, is there any last minute anything that you would like to add for our listeners?
I just want everybody to just have your thought that you're being protected every day. I always put myself in this bubble of protection because we take on so much crazy energy that, you know, a lot of the people here like just had this chaotic energy when we were clearing. So just have yourself, you know, just think I'm safe and protected, and that will put that bubble around you. And then anytime you're feeling something you don't like, disconnect. The minute you say disconnect, you're telling your body, do not connect into this. We no longer do this. And it disconnects that energy field. So this way they can stay into their peace and into their truth instead of everybody else's.
I think that's wonderful. Great suggestions to make. I always like to add that one of the things that's really important is that we learn to forgive. And I have a different definition of forgiveness. We are for, not against, giving it back to the universe so that the universal laws can take care of it through karma, dharma, and any other way the universe does it, so that we don't have to carry that. So we are for giving it back to the universe so the universe carries it for us instead of us having to carry it. And that is forgiveness. And so that's a definition to consider, because so many times we're carrying our regrets, our resentments and things. And as long as we're carrying them instead of forgiving ourselves for our part and forgiving others, then it's a heavy burden. So I want to thank you for listening. Again, this is your host, Sharon Lynn Wyeth. And Renee, thank you so much for being here. So appreciate you.
Thank you so much, and thank all the listeners.
Yes, and for those of you that called in, anytime you're calling in and we don't get to you, we share those numbers with, as long as you've given us a number, we share those numbers with our guests. And so far, we've always been able to call you back. So even if you're not getting on the show, you are being heard and we are getting back to you because we appreciate your patience and waiting for us. So this is Sharon Lynn Wyeth of Know the Name, Know the Answers, signing off.